call it a vaccine. So they went and changed the definition. Think of how badly they wanted to inject you with this, that they would go and change the name. They want population control. And all the people that were the biggest proponents of population control are the biggest pushers of the vaccine. So that tells you everything you need to know. So, yes, they can kill as many of your family members as they want, just like with the previous COVID jabs, just like with the previous ones. They can kill as many of your relatives as they want, and you won't have a lawyer to go to. You know, folks, in this day and age, even if you could sue them, I bet you lawyers would be too scared because they'd have to take on the entire government on top of the pharmaceutical companies. They'd probably be too scared. They'd end up dead somewhere. So the point is they are going to get away with it. All you have to do is not take it. I know. They tried to act like a communist country and force, mandate everyone to take it, but they never really could fully do that, which irritates them. All they could really do was threaten your job. They had to go through your employer to try to get you because of that stinking constitution. That stinking constitution wasn't there. They just force everyone by gunpoint to get the jab, and they really would. Well, that stinking constitution protected you, yet they figured out we can go around the constitution, get employers to threaten your jobs. I still think it's unconstitutional even through that, but again, doesn't matter. They did it. Doesn't matter. They did it. They don't care. Oh. And now they want to do another round. They never will stop, folks. And don't forget that this fall is a very dangerous time for an enemy attack. And if this was an enemy attack from China, which I believe it really is, an enemy attack, a bioweapon from China, then a second bioweapon would be released probably this fall. And people who have been vaccine injured, you might be in for one heck of a ride if that happens. Because the animal studies showed they can damage you, wait, release something else, and then kill you. I've said this from day one. It's the perfect bioweapon. Get people, as many people, you can sit back and wait. You can wait years till you get as many people jabbed as possible. Then you release a new variant that's similar. Remember, it's not something that has become a variant. I shouldn't use the word variant. A whole new, brand new virus, something similar, but brand new that we have not encountered, that's stronger, more like a flu virus instead of more like a cold virus. And you could really knock off people, and those who are not jabbed know that they can get it and just get sick and survive. This has been my biggest fear from day one. I laid out that that was my fear, and so far, it has continued to play out that that's exactly what's happening. We've been set up for the Western world especially, not just America, but the Western world especially has been set up. This is why they had different batches. They really hammered the Western world with bad batches or more powerful batches so that if they were to release something, the Western world would get decimated, whereas other parts of the world would not. Now, I don't know for sure if that's what they've done, but I do know they're capable of it scientifically. I know they can do that if they wanted to. Now, the question is that what they want to do, and is that what they are doing? Hopefully not, but everything points to yes, they are. I want you to see Dr. Jeffrey Bark talk about the FDA approving the untested vaccines, though. Completely, you really could look at it, it's really completely untested. They know they don't want Pfizer documents like they did the first time. They can't go through the motions because people could sue, get to the documents and say, look, they knew all along, which we've already done. We've already done it. We've already proved they've known. We've already proven that they've lied. We've already proven it all. Problem is, nothing's ever going to happen to them. I've always said it would take a foreign country to do something. A foreign government would have to do something, and I'm not seeing that happening. That's the only time. If a foreign government holds them accountable, that'd be great. But they will never be held accountable in America. I can guarantee you that. Take a listen to this, though.
These vaccines are dangerous, in my opinion. We know that they don't prevent infection. We know that they don't prevent the transmission of the illness, yet they're pushing a next round vaccine on us. That, by the way, Grant, this vaccine, this new vaccine has not actually been tested. We don't know if it's going to work. The researchers are simply speculating that they've created this new messenger RNA vaccine.
Hold on, I want to pause it there. He said, we don't know if the vaccine will work. Actually, we do know. We know that it can't possibly work. There's no possible way it could possibly work. You can't say that, Ben. Yes, I can. It's an injection into the blood for an airborne virus. Therefore, I know for a fact it can't work. That's all I need to know, and I know it can't work. I pound this. It does not spread. Do you hear anyone across the nation say what I'm saying? Other than Dr. Bhakti, who's the one that taught it to me. Dr. Bhakti says it. Dr. Bhakti, a world-renowned doctor who's taught other doctors about immune systems. He's probably the leading expert in the world on immune systems, and explained that you have two separate immune systems, and the blood system is a closed-off system that does not go into your respiratory system. This is why you can't cure the common cold, and you have an airborne virus, and you're injecting your blood, which would protect your organs if it was going to do anything, but that won't stop you from getting a cold. This is why you can't stop coronaviruses, because they're airborne. So I can say, before they release this, and I can say this without any of their studies, I know for sure that these new jabs have zero benefit, because you cannot, it's a scam. You can't inject the blood for an airborne virus. Someday I'm going to hear someone else say that on a national program, and I'm going to put my hands up. Yes! Finally! Because it's a game, set, match. They can't defeat that. And nobody says it. Okay, let's go on.
And they're hoping that it's going to be effective. And it's crazy. Anybody would want to get this.
Dr. Bhakti, we're talking about the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. We were taught to trust them, and the CDC. And you're telling me that they've approved a vaccine that has not been tested?
Yeah, that's right. They haven't actually tested efficacy of this vaccine on the various strains, the new strains that are out. It's untested. But never mind that. And don't be bothered by the fact that the vaccine manufacturers are immune from all liability. So if you're injured by this vaccine, you have nobody but to blame yourself. Listen, I'm perfectly okay. Let's release this vaccine, but we should put a warning label on it. And it should say something like this: buyer beware. If you are injured by this product that you are about to get that hasn't yet been tested, you have no recourse because the vaccine manufacturer is immune from all liability. Have a nice day. That should be the warning sticker on these vaccines. And then if you want to get this vaccine, by all means, have at it.
That is the warning sticker that we have put on these vaccines, and we did on the original. This is what people at the New American did from the very beginning, including myself, as we gave you that warning and told you, you get this, this is experimental, you are putting yourself at risk, they're not able to even be sued, you're crazy if you get it. That's what we were trying to, and they were saying, you're scaremongering people and causing vaccine hesitancy. Heck yeah, I'm causing vaccine hesitancy. It's foolish not to be hesitant to put an experimental poison into your body that you don't know what they've even done. You still don't know to this day what's in it. We still don't know to this day how or what all the ingredients are, how it was put together. The original COVID vaccine. We still don't know. We know how it works. We know that it creates a spike protein. We know that it was encased in lipid nanoparticles, which is poison to your body. We know that. We know that they knew they were poisoning you with lipid nanoparticles even before the spike protein poisons you. They double poison you. We know that. We know they want to make all mRNA, all vaccines mRNA. And I wondered, why would they want all vaccines to be mRNA? It's not about what the vaccine is supposed to do. It's the lipid nanoparticles. They found out that the lipid nanoparticles is what harms the fertility the most. The reason why people have had their fertility harmed massively is because the lipid nanoparticles harm women's and men's fertility. The lipid nanoparticles do more than the spike protein. So if you convert all vaccines to mRNA vaccines, even if it was a legitimate vaccine for something, you by converting it to an mRNA, you're encasing it in lipid nanoparticles, you have just made every single vaccine something that will sterilize people. Do you understand that's why? That is why. We have figured that out. That's not me guessing. It is proven the lipid nanoparticles affect fertility. It is proven fact. It is proven that they're poisonous. It is proven that if they convert all of those vaccines into it, imagine your child getting all those vaccines that they give them before going to school, and every single one is an mRNA with lipid nanoparticles. It could kill them. And if they survive, they ain't going to have children. And it's all about population control. And if you can't see that, then you just have to call me a liar. You have to say, Ben, you don't know what you're talking about. And what you're saying about lipid nanoparticles is a complete lie. Go ahead and call me a liar and stand before God. I'm standing before God right now saying I'm not a liar. I'm giving you the truth. And if you call me a liar, you're going to stand before God for even saying something about me like that. So I dare you to call me a liar in the national media anywhere. I dare you. Dare you. Because God's got my back. So you do that. That sends God on you. And you think, oh, no, I'm asking God. God, have my back. Judge them if they dare slander me like that. You get them. And I have publicly proclaimed it. So I should be untouchable by these people if they have any fear of God, because they know I'm right. They know I'm telling the truth, and they know they'd be lying. And if they have any fear of God, they would be scared to death to lie about me. But some of them will still do it because they're evil or demonic. So let's move on. I'm fired up, but Dr. Robert Malone, this is something slightly different, but it's just about the effectiveness of the old vaccines that we already know. They have negative effectiveness. Not only can you not inject your blood for an airborne virus, but by injecting your blood, weakening your immune system, guess what happens when you weaken your immune system? It makes it easier to get COVID-19. Wow, that's not a shock when we know that you've damaged your immune system, but they all know this. Take a listen.
Hit rewind. Give me that again. What did you just say?
So it's now known all over the world, multiple countries reporting negative effectiveness. This is why they appear to be so desperate to get these, quote, boosters deployed, is because the boosters, quote unquote, have demonstrated repeatedly that they cause a short-term effect in protection, but then after a period of time, from 2 months to 7 months, depending on the study, those that receive them develop what's called negative effectiveness. In other words, having received the product makes you more likely to become infected with SARS-CoV-2 and develop COVID disease.
Negative effectiveness. I'd love that. That's a bureaucratic term. That's an administrative state term.
Yes, you're more likely to be harmed. Your immune system's damaged. We've known this, but it's still amazing. Now, I want to give you a little bit more. Back to Grant Stinchfield and Stinchfield Tonight, because he talks about an article about the CIA. Oh, yeah, the CIA, which Dr. Robert Malone has been all over, and their ties to this. As you can see, Dr. Robert Malone on the cover of the New American Magazine talks all about the CIA connections. The CIA has been heavily involved in all of this. It is an evil organization. I wish I didn't have to say that they were evil, but they clearly are. They have no moral standards. They believe they can do anything they want, and they've turned into an evil organization. Not everyone working there has to be evil, but overall, they do evil, evil things. Well, take a listen to this.
Another story I saw related to the COVID-19 outbreak. The CIA, apparently, according to whistleblowers, tried to pay off analysts to bury findings that the COVID lab leak was likely. This is from a CIA whistleblower who said that 6 of 7 analysts inside the CIA tasked with studying origin of the China virus, 6 of 7 of them, all said they believe it came from the lab. Now, only one said it didn't. Apparently, this whistleblower says the CIA tried to pay off these 6 analysts to change their tune.
Yeah, but don't worry. Your government has been doing wonderful things behind the scenes, and just because they were the ones helping back a bioweapons lab in China, and just because the ingredients to these COVID vaccines actually do come from China, they just mix them down here in America and then tell you it's made in America. Just because of that, don't worry. And just because China refuses to take the very things that they make and say, let the Western world take it, but we ain't taking it, don't worry. And just because China says that they are preparing for war, don't worry. And just because China is invading our southern border with a bunch of military soldiers every single day, setting up in America, don't worry. They would never do bioweapons because they're communists, and communists have moral standards, right? Oh no, they won't do bioweapon attack. They wouldn't release something else to go after these people with damaged immune systems because they fear God, right? It's because they love God. So, oh, wait, they don't fear God. They don't even believe in God. What? They won't do it because, oh, they will do it. There is no they won't do it. They're doing it. And they're going to carry it out. And as long as we sit here and my warnings go unheeded and people think I'm crazy, and as long as people say, Ben, it's never going to happen. We're America. It can't happen here. Then it's going to happen. But when everyone starts saying, oh my gosh, this is about to happen, you could maybe push it off. Now, if God has declared it to happen, you can't push it off. My fear is it's already been declared by God. But if you get a jab, or if you're thinking about getting a jab, if you're new to this program and you think I'm a scaremonger, getting a jab, if you grew up in the 80s, this should help you. The jab is a drug made by drug companies. So take a listen to my little PSA to you.
Is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does? Okay, last time. This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
One of the most effective PSAs ever created by the government that was actually good. Really impacted young children. Look, it affected people in a positive way. I hope it affects you in a positive way again. I swear, if you go out and get this vaccine, you really must be already on drugs and your brain has been fried. To get this vaccine, it may fry your brain. We don't even know. It's not even tested. It could fry your brain. We don't know, but maybe your brain is already fried. If you don't listen to what I'm saying and say, you know what? I don't have to get it, so I'm not going to. If you go out and get it willingly, wow. You like playing Russian roulette. That's what you like to do. I wouldn't do it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him, and he may be coming back extremely soon. I think he is. Are you prepared? You better get right with God and get saved. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button.
The establishment media is doing everything possible to not allow you to get to the deep truth of things. And, you know, when it has topics such as medicine, science, politics, business, really anything you can think of, you want the truth, and the media just doesn't seem to always give you it. You know that's true. So why not go to The New American and check out Conversations That Matter with Alex Newman. Conversations That Matter. The title explains itself, right? their conversations, and they really matter. Alex Newman is awesome, and he'll bring the best guests you can possibly find around the country, even around the world. Check it out.